The Resource Advisory Committee is comprised of 15 volunteers from Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cake, and together they determine which proposals should be funded. They're responsible for recommending how to spend Title II funding allocated through the Secure Rural Schools Act, a federal program for communities near national forests. Their recommendations are then sent to the forest supervisor for approval. Linda Slatt is the RAC coordinator. She says funding goes to projects that benefit resources on national forest land.
It can be something that directly relates to wildlife habitat, such as the amphibian monitoring. Quite a few of the proposals have to do with recreation developments, improvements to existing developments, and some festivals are included, and these are educational community-based festivals that provide information on natural resources of the Tongass.
At a meeting this month, the committee considered giving out just under $500,000. Just over $261,000 of that was allocated to Wrangell, about $134,000 to Petersburg, and about $78,000 to Cake. Those numbers could be adjusted in coming meetings. Slatt says Petersburg's portion of the funding was reduced in recent years when it became a borough.
This year was the first year that we saw the effects of the borough formation, and apparently Petersburg's per capita personal income is about 30% higher than Wrangell's, and that factors into the formula as a negative for the allocation.
In the past, Petersburg and Wrangell were part of the same census area and received similar amounts of funding. For Petersburg, the committee recommended funding for survey and design of a new cabin at Braylon Slough, along with the Cachetes Lake cabin deck and walkway on Kuprinoff Island. Other projects include maps for Petersburg Ranger District kiosks and firewood supply at the Kadake Bay cabin on QU Island. There are a variety of reasons projects might receive funding, but Slatt says the committee likes to see those that will also receive funding from other sources.
So it's not just the Title II funds funding the project. And so they tend to favor, what looks like a good investment, a good use of limited funds, and bringing partners into the project.
Three projects are shared between Petersburg and Wrangell, including Stikine Area Amphibian Monitoring, Blackery Point Boat Ramp Sign Installation on Southern Mitkoff Island, and improvements to the Chief Shakes Hot Springs on the Stikine River. Wrangell received recommendations for 9 projects and festivals, and Cake 4. Historically, Slatt says the majority of items recommended by the RAC have been adopted. The committee will meet again on September 10th, and they are currently looking for new members. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.